U.S. traffic fatalities fell in 2024 for the third year in a row, 4 years after traffic fatalities surged in 2020 and 2021 as the nation grappled with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to numbers from TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. And joining us now, a spokesperson for TRIP, it is Carolyn Kelly. Carolyn, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Glad to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you. And American traffic fatalities fell nationally last year, but what were the numbers in North Carolina?
That's right. North Carolina followed that same national trend in that even though the number of fatalities did decrease since 2021, that was kind of the high water mark for North Carolina and for the nation in terms of the numbers of fatalities. The recent trends are heading in the right direction, but since 2014, the number of traffic fatalities in North Carolina has increased 29%. So while things are heading in the right direction, there's still a ways to go. And it goes without saying that even one fatality on the road is one too many.
Absolutely. Now, what was the impact on the amount of traffic fatalities? You mentioned 29%, North Carolina fatalities up 29% over the last decade. How much has that impacted North Carolina economically?
There is actually, in addition to obviously the emotional toll of the fatalities that happen on the roads, there is also an economic toll. And our report calculates that fatal and serious crashes in North Carolina resulted in $72 billion. That's an economic and quality of life cost in the state last year.
Now, there's also the incidence of bicyclist and pedestrian fatalities. That accounts for a significant number of traffic fatalities in really throughout the country, and that continued to be the case last year, right?
That's right. From in the last 5 years, the number of pedestrians killed nationwide increased by 14%, and the number of bicyclists killed increased by 31%. Again, that's just in the last 5 years. So we're seeing, in addition to the fatalities on the road increasing, that's impacting the bicyclists and pedestrians as well.
Overall, what does this report need in terms for investment and coordinated action, and what action can be taken?
Certainly, the majority of the fatalities are results of driver behavior, whether that's driver inattention or speeding or being impaired. So it really does start with making sure that the drivers are being responsible on the road. But the roadway itself can be a contributing factor in the sense that there needs to be adequate investment to make sure that where it's needed, there are safety features on the roads, like rumble strips to avoid drivers if they're leaving the lane, or left-hand turn lanes to make those turns safer, or just things that make the driving environment safer and a bit more forgiving so that if a driver does make a mistake on the road, they don't pay for that mistake with their life.
It was interesting. We used 2011 as a benchmark. Where were these fatalities across the country at that point in time, 14 years ago?
That was actually one of the low points. We saw that the traffic fatalities were at their lowest point then, but then they began to creep up. And again, as you're seeing now, since just a decade ago, fatalities in North Carolina and across the nation are significantly higher. One of the inflection points that we see and that we identified in our report was actually the COVID-19 pandemic. During the pandemic, when there was far less vehicle travel and the roads were more wide open, driver behavior changed. We started to see more incidents of speeding and of driver impairment, and that really had an impact on the fatality rate. So even though there was fewer vehicle miles of travel, the number of fatality increased. And again, that was largely due to drivers seeing wide open roads and changing their behavior. Even as the vehicle travel rates have returned now to where they were pre-pandemic, drivers have continued to adopt some of those behaviors. So it really is important that drivers are doing their part to make sure that they're being safe and responsible on the road.
Now, in 2022, the U.S. Department of Transportation launched a National Roadway Safe System, which basically is a series of objectives to try to help state and local transportation agencies. What are some of the objectives and parts of the National Roadway Safety Strategy?
Right. That's a multi-pronged approach. So that emphasizes safer people, so that making sure that drivers are making responsible decisions on the road. It's also making sure that the roads themselves are safer. So that goes back to some of those roadway design improvements that I spoke of earlier. Those can help to mitigate people's mistakes and encourage some safer behaviors. It also looks at safety improvements that can be made to vehicles. So it's expanding the availability of features that help to prevent crashes and also that minimize the impacts of crashes if they do happen, and also encourages that framework encourages safer speeds. So it provides some roadway features that encourage people to drive at safer speeds. That can be things like roundabouts or curb extensions or even improved signage to make sure the drivers are aware of the speed limit. And then the final component of that is post-crash care. So that helps to enhance the survivability of crashes. That allows emergency responders to arrive more quickly and provide medical care. And it also provides a safer working environment for first responders so that when they respond to a crash, they're not putting themselves in danger as well.
And overall, roadway safety improvements would go a long way toward curbing the number of incidents, wouldn't it?
That's right. As I said, the roadway itself is an important component in some of these crashes. And so it's important that the funding is available at the state level and at the federal level to make some of the needed improvements that would make the roadway safer. Again, that's things like rumble strips or turn lanes or even markings on the road or lighting on the road can all go a long way towards making the driving environment safer and a lot more forgiving.
Carolyn Kelly is with TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. Carolyn, thank you so much for your time here today. We appreciate it. Hopefully the numbers will continue in this downward trend. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.